The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 262, Cloak and Dagger.
Could you get a good look at the envelope? Was it big or small?
Yeah, it was one of those 8x11 manila envelopes.
Was it bulky or flat?
It looked pretty flat, but I couldn't rule out something like a thumb drive.
Or money.
Money? Really? Why do you think he's giving somebody money?
Information, maybe, or secrets. Maybe he's selling government secrets.
Well, it could be that he has a proposal from the ERB and the van is a DOD courier.
Man, you are a trusting soul. Scammers must love you. Hey, Mr. Barnes, I'm Prince Ekpodim from Nigeria. I have $3 million I need exchanged into your currency. For your troubles, you can keep $1 million.
Come on, Sam, I'm not that gullible. I'm just considering all the various possibilities.
So which one do we follow?
I think we follow the van. We need to know who he's dealing
now,
with.
Now see, if you would give me a car, we could split up and follow both.
Yeah, I can see you following someone. No, wait. I can't see you following someone. Sam, you don't even know how to drive or how to tail someone.
Hey, I could learn. I learned your language and a lot of your crazy idioms. I think I could handle it.
Look, with the way you learned how to operate as a Hongan, road rage would be off the charts for you.
You're no fun. Okay, the van is pulling out.
All right, we'll follow the van.
Hey, another thing. If you had put a tracker on his car like I suggested, you could follow him right here on your GPS app.
I'm aware of that. That's how we kept track of Hank and Louie.
Well then, why don't you do it for this guy?
Because they were rage operatives and we were working as IDF agents. This guy's a civilian, and under our federal laws, I have limitations. And a man's got to know his limitations.
Well, I'm not part of your government. I say this guy is rage. So just slip me a tracker and I'll take care of things for you.
Nice try. Looks like he's turning right.
I bet he's headed for either D.C. or Baltimore. Think you can get close enough to see his plates?
Here, take my binoculars and get the plate numbers.
All right. Whoa, man, this is scary. I thought you were going to hit that car. And it's pretty far ahead of us. You got a pad and pencil?
In the glove compartment.
The what?
Push that button. It's inside there.
Jim, I hate to tell you this, but I don't see any gloves in here. But I do see a pad and pencil.
All right, write down the plate number and we'll run it.
Okay. Got it.
Okay, we can run those plates when we get back.
Don't you have a built-in computer? You can access it right from your head.
Oh, not quite, Sam. I can translate any language in my files and do a little Wi-Fi and RF signal work. But my range and abilities are limited.
Too bad. You could order ahead and save us some time.
You're a piece of work, you know that?
Well, here we go. He or she is taking the Route 50 I-97 exit. My guess is they're headed for either Baltimore or D.C.
And that's all it is, Sam. A guess. That van could be headed anywhere. But we're not going to follow. We have the plate info, and that's good enough. We'll find out who belongs to this van, then we're on our way to solving this little mystery.
The Mercury is taxied to parking. They should be here any minute.
I can't wait to get back to Baldabar and me ship.
I'd be willing to bet that your parts are still on order. It's sitting in the depot lot collecting dust.
Don't say that.
Really? You might want to take a small vacuum cleaner with you to clear the cobwebs from the door.
You really think there's spiders on Baldabar?
Skipper, there are spiders on every planet in the galaxy. Oh, listen, you're lucky to have that tin can in any shape. It's a miracle Rage didn't destroy it when they hijacked us near Cali. If it wasn't for the Mercury, you'd be an ice stick floating in space.
That's a day I'll never forget. I wake up with sweat sometimes. It's like it just happened yesterday. We're on our way to Cali for a little R&R when chaos hit us.
Captain, small vessel is rapidly approaching our six. Won't respond to my hail.
Open all channels.
All comm channels online, Skipper.
This is the captain of the Canberra. State your business. I repeat, this is Captain Joe Mack of the freighter Canberra. State your business. Marco, can you get an ID on the ship?
Negative, Skipper. It's either an unregistered vehicle or they've disabled their transponder ID code.
The vessel is still closing in on us.
Approaching vessel. This is the Canberra. State your business. Marco, start charging the deflector shields as a precaution. This could be a pirate ship.
Aye, aye, Skip.
Liam, prepare transmission to Cali Control.
Channel open for Cali Control.
Cali Control, this is the freighter Canberra. We've been actively pursued by a small vessel. It's not heeding our signal to disengage. We're considering it hostile. I repeat. What was that?
Oh, we've been hit by a large electromagnetic pulse. It's knocked out all the electronics.
Just me luck. We've got a skeleton crew and no way to defend ourselves.
Skipper, we lost all power.
Really? Tell me something I don't know.
Shuttle bay door has been breached.
Seal all bulkhead doors.
I can't, Skipper. We have no power.
Marco, manually lock the bridge access door.
Something is coming in through the air ducts.
I can't breathe!
Can't breathe! Everything after that is somewhat of a blur. They managed to breach the ship and use some sort of knockout gas. When I came to, I was strapped down in the shuttle. Slowly began to get cold. I thought for sure I was a goner.
Oh, same thing happened to us. When we came to, someone else was flying the ship and Marco and I were tied up. It was that crazy Dr. D.
I had no idea what had happened. All I knew that I was freezing to death, and that's how someone would find me 100 years later.
You were really lucky the Mercury came along.
Who'd have thought the three of us would become temporary shipmates on that very vessel? When Nate opened the shuttle door to free me, I thought for a minute I'd tied on one at Scully's and Nate was picking me up.
I could imagine. Wasn't that the last place you'd seen him and Rogers?
It was. And I can tell you I was really happy to see him again.
I'm getting a call from Captain Nate now. I'll patch him through to our open comm. This is the Prometheus. You're on an open channel. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Miss me?
You don't know how much.
What got to him?
We were just reminiscing about when you rescued us.
If it hadn't been for you and the Mercury, I'd be still floating out there in a shuttle frozen solid.
That was a whole crew effort. So are you ready to join the hunt?
Yeah, of course. But Jaffra said I'd be here on the ship with Liam.
There's been a change in plans. We might as well take full advantage of the 4 quads for searching. Go ahead and get the last quad and join up with the other 3. They're on channel 1.
It'll be my pleasure.
Is that what I think it is?
If you're thinking DNA results, you'd be correct.
All right, let's see what you've got.
Not one, not two, but 3 DNA matches.
Wait, what? 3 matches? That's not possible.
Not for 3 different people, but one. One is possible.
So we're looking at 3 identities.
3 identities, 3 names, 3 addresses.
Most likely scattered across the country.
And yes, scattered across the country.
And I bet not a single one of these is who he really is.
I suspect the same thing. We could be chasing ghosts.
Is this typical for a rage plant?
Very typical. But then again, it's very typical for a Soviet sleeper. It's hard to say who he works for.
My vote is for Rage. He was handling people who ended up working for Rage. Although, the Soviets would be just as interested in destroying our infrastructure.
Wouldn't it be something if he was a Soviet Rage agent?
Oh, brother. That's just what we need. A whole new can of worms.
Let's just concentrate on finding this guy first. Then we'll worry about who he works for.
Do you think we can get anything from Obarski or the other 2?
I doubt it very seriously. Rage agents, even if they come from our population, are very hesitant to turn state's witness.
We might be able to get one of them to roll over if we offer them a plea deal.
Now listen to you. Roll over. Plea deal. You're really getting into this, aren't you?
Since my parents' accident, I've been doing my homework. Have you thought about playing one against the other? You know, Korski threw you under the bus, but we'd be willing to make you a better deal.
It's worth a try, but honestly, I don't think we'll be getting much from those three, so I wouldn't count on it.
So what do you propose we do in the meantime?
Some old school detective work. You take this one and find something if you can. High school records, tax files, driver's license. I think you know the drill. I'll take this one, and whoever finishes can take the last one.
Okay. But it seems like from day one, all I've been doing is chasing false identities.
Well, don't get discouraged. Three of those false identities are now in prison. So let's get to it.
Well, there he is. You gonna live?
I think my chances are pretty good. How are we coming with the investigation?
Too soon to tell. The lab's going through the evidence from both bombs. Luckily, Homeland has stepped in to block the FBI, so we don't have to worry about Rage or IDF implications. That reminds me, how have you managed to slip by here?
What do you mean, slip by?
You definitely look like the rest of us. But you're not, shall we say, from here?
They didn't draw any blood, if that's what you mean. They just checked my vision, reflexes, cognitive skills.
Well, that's good. Your blood type would be hard to explain.
Let's go. I have my release papers.
Back to the station?
Please. I want to see how far Hernandez has gotten.
You kid a lot about him, but you know he's a good cop. I don't think you need to worry about the investigation.
I'm not too worried about that. I'm worried about Rage implications. He may find something that can't be explained without knowing what we know. You can only brush so much under the rug.
It's the same situation you were in with me. You were just a rookie cop and I was a seasoned detective. Then when I came to know the IDF and met you later as Agent Nelson, well, that was weird. I was your boss here, and you were my boss there.
Well, as long as Hernandez never learns about the IDF, we won't have that problem. So, has Pierman made any comments about me being fit for duty?
He'll probably want to talk to you before he makes any decision.
That's fair, but I don't want to be put behind a desk. Wait. Is this what they mean by preaching to the choir?
Yes, it is. But I'm sure you've noticed that I'm not behind a desk right now.
How's that sitting with Holiday? He was pretty adamant about you doing late duty.
At first, he was very hesitant. But then after he heard the second bomb go off while I was on the phone with him, he became very agitated.
Oh, wow. Now I remember seeing you on the phone when I was running towards you. I don't remember anything after that.
You were yelling for me to run because there was a bomb, but the explosion cut you off. Debris was falling all around us. Car alarms were going off. It was total chaos.
Holiday heard all of that, and you're still here?
Yeah, I'm here, but not without a lot of persuading. I'm parked right over here.
If you could convince Holiday to let you continue after you heard that explosion, then I need you to be an advocate for me.
I don't think you'll have much of a problem with Pierman. You've been an agent for a pretty long time, and you've had worse things happen. You'll be fine.
Let's hope so.
Secured a parking spot right next to the Prometheus. Hopefully, that'll help deter anyone from trying to steal her.
I see the ship. I also see someone departing on a quad. Is that Joe Mack?
I called when we landed and told him to take the last quad and join the others.
Good. That will put more on the streets.
As soon as we park, you, Lenora, and I will take the three quads on the Mercury and join the search.
I'm looking forward to it. I want to see the look on Lister's face when we bring her into the brig. That will shut him up.
I wouldn't mind seeing that myself.
You may have to stand in a queue for that.
Going into full standby mode. Lowering ramp.
I'm going to check on our prisoners while the ramp is down and we're exposed.
Good idea. Jaffra, Lenora, we should go ahead and ready the quads.
Nate, are those quads supplied with a GPS map of the city?
Yeah, I'll have Georgia monitoring the whole city. If we get any leads or if she's spotted on any surveillance camera, we'll feed you that information.
I'll send out a bolo to the small IDF security force here and patch into their radio network.
Good plan. Does Titan City have any kind of television network?
It had a couple of networks, but unfortunately both were recently knocked out by Rage terrorists. Radio is about all you have.
Okay. I'll notify all the radio stations to warn citizens to be on the lookout for Ursula.
Along with a description. Let them know that she's armed and dangerous.
I'll make sure to do that.
Tam, why don't you stay on the bridge and start making those calls? I'll check on our guests on my way down.
I can do that. Happy hunting, everyone. Bring me back another prisoner.
Do you seriously think that with both ships here that she will still attempt a rescue?
I do. She'll stop at nothing to free Lister. If it were just Hanneker and his guard, I believe she would have been long gone by now. Lister, on the other hand, is a different story.
There was a time when that would have been you.
That's true. Luckily, I was able to see him for what he was.
Well, we're glad to have you on our side. Get the quads ready. I'll be there shortly.
We'll see you there.
So, how are my three guests enjoying their stay on the Mercury?
Well, look here, gentlemen. It's the boss man himself.
Bounty Hunter, I see you're making a personal appearance. Afraid we wouldn't be here?
Now, why would I be afraid of that? The brig on this ship has held Jupiterns larger than I.
They have brains the size of a lizard. A prison's strength cannot be measured by the thickness of its bars.
You must be worried about us escaping. Or you wouldn't have people checking on us so often.
Oh, don't consider yourself special by any means. To me, you are a substantial bounty, and I want to protect my interests.
Isn't that nice? He considers us to be an interest.
I am so touched.
As am I. You may be interested to know that your interests won't be here long enough for you to collect a single monetary unit.
Oh, I'll collect all right. I'll collect not only for you three, but for the one we'll soon capture.
Good luck with that.
I've never lost a bounty in my entire career.
Hey, we get to be the first. I am so honored.
Go ahead and dress if it makes you feel better. Soon I'll have the last laugh when I bring in Ursula to join you three.
She or someone working for her will indeed be here, but not as your guest.
That is true, Bounty Hunter. Ursula is very clever and quite determined. You might think she is running around frantically, but I can assure you that every move has been well thought out. You're not dealing with an amateur here.
And neither is she. Now, if there is anything you gentlemen need, do not hesitate to call our room service.
Look at that! The big guy has a sense of humor.
Let's see how much you're laughing when you find this cage empty.
This has been a most amusing conversation. However, I'm on my way to bring Ursula in now, if you'll excuse me.
By all means, bounty hunter. You're excused.
Do you think she'll come through for us?
They underestimate her. Make sure you don't.
It is a tall order to ask of her. Do you know if she even has a plan?
I would not have sent her away to find a medical team without anticipating what happened. We do have a backup plan, and so far it seems to be working, as scheduled. Be patient. We will taste freedom soon.
I hope you're right. I grow impatient. There is much we need to do.
And I have some important unfinished business to attend to.
Okay, we'll wait here. Joe Mac is on his way.
Hey, we're getting the band back together.
So what's that make me? A roadie?
Yeah, you're one of the musketeers.
Wait, I'm the fourth one and a part of the three musketeers?
Well, actually there were three, but...
Oh boy, here we go with the history lesson. Why not? I got time to kill.
Well, the musketeers, they were called that because they carried flaming muskets. And they were the private guard of Louis XIII. D'Artagnan was the young wannabe from Paris who joined them. When Alexander Dumas wrote the book, it was from D'Artagnan's point of view. It wasn't until two-thirds of the way through the book that he became a musketeer.
Not to be confused with the Mouseketeers.
So I'm a wannabe fourth member.
Do you want to know their names?
Yeah, Curly, Larry, and Moe.
Ah, so I'm Shemp.
Yes, you're Shemp. Now let's get ready. Here comes Curly.
I think you and I read a different book.
Hey, it looks like we're getting the band back together.
No, we're not going through this again. Joe Mac, we're about to start our search. We'll split up and all head north, and then make our way back to the bar where we lost her.
You think she doubled back to that bar?
Well, she doubled back here to Titan City. So yeah, I think it's a good chance she did. The owner gave her shelter and clean clothes.
That makes sense.
Georgia has sent four routes for us. Each one of us has a different route to search. You'll find them on your GPS.
On guard and onward!
What's gotten into him?
Who knows? He's your friend. Com check, Marco.
Gotcha.
Joe Mac.
Loud and clear.
D'Artagnan.
I thought I was sent now. Well, whoever I am, you're loud and clear.
Follow your GPS route. It'll eventually take you back to the bar.
I like that. A vehicle that knows where to go.
Got it. With seven of us on the road, we should be able to find her.
Well, I don't know about the rest of you, but there isn't much activity on the streets here. It's pretty quiet here, too.
I may have missed it, but did you guys talk about what to do if we spot her?
We alert everyone, to include Simon's crew, and then we follow her until we have enough people to surround her and take her in.
She is probably armed.
I hope so. It'll give me a good reason to shoot her.
Stun her, Joe Mac. Not shoot her.
I know that.
Once we put her away, I hope we get off this rock and back to Boulder Bar. I could sure use some fish and chips. And I'm talking authentic English fish and chips.
Oh, crawl. Now I'm thinking about some steamed crabs in Old Bay.
Well, I think we'll get a pretty good bounty for all four of them. That'd be the entire flaming leadership of Rage.
Especially when you consider that Wi-Fi is now out of the picture.
This could bring down Rain for a long time if we could round her up.
Oh, we're gonna get her. I'm not worried about that.
Like the old saying goes, you can run, but you can't hide.
Mayday, mayday. This is the Mercury. We are under attack. Mayday,
Mayday!
Why is the Mercury under attack? Is it Ursula, or has she recruited Rage sympathizers? Will Barnes be able to ID the mysterious van? Will Nelson have any repercussions from his head injury? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles Jailbreak.